Paul, it's so great to have you back with us, getting ready to come back to Maine for a performance down at Jonathan's in A Gun Quit November 29th. I think that's the best way to spend the post-Thanksgiving time period.
Oh, it is. You know, nothing like laughter to help with digestion.
Will you be bringing leftovers with you?
Ease the burden of an intensive family experience.
Well, there's no question about that. Before we talk about that, and I want to talk about what's going on in the news lately, and I wondered, how do you think you would do as an impeachment witness?
Well, I tend to digress easily, so probably not very well. Plus, I have to say, the woman, Yovanovitch, I think,
yeah,
the other day, she's my new hero. I just don't think I could remain. I mean, she was like, had steely resolve, and yet it didn't really come off as steely resolve. I'm not sure I could do that. How she was just so, I don't know. I mean, I think I would lunge across the table at some of them. And I think that would affect my argument badly, or my testimony.
I think I would do poorly because that guilt thing happens. It's like if a policeman is even behind me, they don't even have to pull me over, and I immediately start to feel guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. You would testify like Chunk from the Goonies.
That's
exactly. And then when I went to fat camp, I kept eating ice cream. Sondland has been kind of amazing because who could spend... What's it already been? 4 hours saying I don't remember.
I don't keep notes. I don't have a record. I don't really remember most of this. But if you jog my memory, I can maybe think of some things to say.
Yeah, it's kind of a brilliant, you know. I mean, I keep hearing when they talk to analysts and stuff or former prosecutors or whatever on the various news stations when they interview them, they do keep saying that perjury is a very hard thing to prove, because people, because they'll go, well, I don't remember. Oh, now I do. I could see where that, I have kids. Trust me, perjury is hard to prove.
We're talking with Paula Poundstone here on Downtown. Like the president, do you do your physical exam in several segments during the course of the year?
Yes. I just went in up to my ankles the other day, because... I'll tell you why. Both me and Trump do that, which is we love to put the gown on. So we go in, we get weighed and measured, we put the gown on, we spend a few minutes, and we go, I'll be back. And then when you come back, they weigh and measure you again. It's fantastic.
Isn't it amazing? You mentioned that all of the advances we have made in medicine, science, and technology, and they still can't make a Johnny that you can keep tied.
Yeah, I got one the other day that was one string. And that, boy, that is, I always say that was the mental acuity test that Trump passed ribbons 9 months ago. I eventually tethered myself. I tied the one string to a cabinet handle there in the examining room and then just twirled around and sat in the chair. There's no one in a doctor's office to go through and make sure there's two strings on every gown. The gown really, by the way, it has nothing to do with medical practice at all. It's entirely to make you not a good self-advocate when you're in the doctor's office. Because we think about it, in the old days, they only gave you the gown once they had determined that they needed access to a particular body part. But now, the minute you go in, they give you the gown. And they always say strip down to your bra to a woman. They say strip down to your bra, put the gown on, and the doctor will be in a minute. And of course, I panic right away because I don't wear a bra, and I don't want the doctor to think I can't follow directions. But the gown. When you put the gown on, you would sit if you were fully clothed, and the doctor didn't come in for 30 minutes. You would get up, walk down the hall, go to the desk, and say, I'm sorry, I've been waiting 30 minutes and the doctor's not here. Are they coming? Whereas once you have the gown on, you'll wait 45 minutes before you stick your head out the door, gather the flaps in the back, and say, hello, hello. So So that's what it's for.
Uh-huh.
It's to make you not a good self, which I know, by the way, I speak from real wisdom here. I know because when I went to get my son's immunization record for camp at the pediatrician's office, they said, would you put this gown on? That's how I know. That's why I break down my physical. Yeah, we can't really expect this White House to give honest answers about medical stuff regarding the president, because certainly they didn't the last time.
No.
You know, they said that he was in great condition. And then all over the internet was that god-awful picture of him playing golf with his gut hanging down. And then they put a picture of a man who really did weigh the amount they said he weighed. They don't look the same.
No, it's remarkable. I think it's a camera trick of those libs.
I can't even fudge it to the DMV where they don't, you know, they just ask you. They don't, you know, they don't weigh and measure you at the DMV. They just ask you. And, the last time I think I said to the lady, I go, well, you know, I'm 140. And then I saw the look on her face and I said, okay, 155.
Do you like your driver's license photograph?
No, I never have. Remember USA Today used to always have a picture of somebody in the upper corner? I don't know if
yes.
they still do.
Yeah.
But that was part of the format of the front page of their paper. And they always seem to use it. Like, you know, it's USA Today. They don't have a photographer, but they always seem to use, like, people's driver's license photos.
Yeah. Mine always...
My most recent one isn't as bad, because this last time I went loaded for bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I really was. I didn't let it take me by surprise.
Mine always tends to look like, I don't know, Nick Nolte's mugshot.
Oh, that's not a good one. Who's the lady? Who's the actress that they just said? Have you seen the thing? Okay, wait. I'm going to screw this up. I can't remember names for the life of me. All right. Who was Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
Okay. Did you see the thing on the internet? And I have no way of knowing if this was true or not. I just saw like two mentions of it on Twitter, which I'll grant you is not necessarily a great news source. But that there was a script for a movie about Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigwig at the studio, let's get Julia Roberts.
Oh.
Yes, I actually read that article. It I believe it was an Entertainment Weekly article. It was the one that was currently produced, the same screenwriter, was pitching it back in the 90s, and a studio exec said, let's get Julia Roberts to do this.
And she couldn't because she was doing Gandhi at the time. What's the matter with everyone?
His explanation in defense when the screenwriter challenged him on it, according to the article, was, oh, it was a long time ago. No one will notice.
Oh, my heavens. And they haven't been scooped up by this administration?
It's hard to believe. I know.
I see a place for them in the White House.
Oh, there's still time. They can slide in. We've got this investigation going.
Through a bit of a purge there now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of families going to be spending time with their perjurer.
Why can't we do an investigation over the really important issues of the times? You were the first one to get out in front of this. I know my Halloween was not the same this year because we've got the fake Butterfingers out there. When will they learn? When will we get answers?
Okay, so Butterfinger. So one day, this is one of my favorite taste treats, and one day I was on the road. I go into like a CVS or something, and I find Butterfinger chips, which are really a stellar way to take in the product. It's an excellent size if you can't get a fun size. I take them out to the car. I pop one in my mouth, and it's like, just inedible, awful. So I'm looking around on the box to find the date. I'm thinking, well, maybe it's... I mean, I can tolerate going somewhere beyond the expiration date, but there must be a cutoff point somewhere. So I'm looking around on the box for the expiration date, and instead I find a red corner that says, new, improved recipe. And have there ever been, the word new might be correct, improved? I would say no. They're awful. And it turns out another company bought them and decided, you know, it wasn't enough to have America's one of America's favorite taste treats. They had to go and screw it up. So I have made a rap song. It's a social justice rap song with yes. Butterfingers as the jumping off point, because my premise is, with everything we need to change in our country, in our world, why would anyone mess with the Butterfinger?
That's one of those questions no one will ever come up with an adequate answer, but we appreciate your efforts. And my
rap song is Sweeping the Nation.
Yeah, it is. I say that's the only positive of this, is that your rap career is taking off as a result.
Yes. The song is called Not My Butterfinger. And actually, a candidate wrote to me the other day and asked, like a candidate for local office of some sort, and asked me, you know, it wasn't Elizabeth Warren, but they asked me if they could, they said they shared my views on many issues, and could they use my song at their rallies. I was very flattered.
Wow, I like that. Well, of course, check out the podcast, Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Two shows here in Maine. What?
And Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone is so much fun. I mean, technically, you can't really guarantee laughs.
No.
But if you could, I would.
Well, there's no doubt you do. And also, I saw this the other day, holiday gifts on your website as well.
Oh, yes. In fact, I've written a couple of books. And at my shows, at Jonathan's, for example, at Jonathan's will be available a custom-made cat toy, custom only in that I can autograph it to your personal cat. It's a I got a thank you gift for doing a job for NPR and PBS, and they gave me as a thank you gift 35 pounds of catnip.
Wow! Well, you have a lot of cats.
Tremendous amount of catnip, and we took out 1 pound because I have 13 cats, and I thought, well, maybe in a lifetime we'll go through 1 pound, but the other 34 pounds, I double bagged in trash bags and put it in storage. And my assistant, Wendell, I haven't been over to storage since, but Wendell told me that, A, there are cats hanging around the building now, the storage facility, and B, he says you can smell catnip a mile away. And he goes, eventually they're going to figure it out that it's our unit that it's coming from and will be thrown out. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we are making handcrafted, homemade catnip toys with the my partner Adam Felber on my podcast. Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone has named them Poundstone Pussy Pillows, and they are little pillows of catnip with a grommet in them, so that you can tie it and drag it around if you want. And on one side there is a cat joke, and on the other side, at my shows, I'm happy to autograph it to your own personal cat. Part of the fun of it so far is that I've learned a lot of people's cats' names, and they are great.
Well,
so
who
far,
wouldn't
I
want that?
My favorite one is Astrophy.
Oh, I like that.
It took me a little while to figure it out. In fact, maybe they had to explain it to me, but it's Cat Astrophy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So you thought of it right away?
I did, because I was going to name mine Eclism.
Wow. Boy, you people that break the words down, very clever.
Also, back-to-back main shows.
Doesn't even rate.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know. You'll be at Jonathan's in Ogunquit the 29th, and the next night, up the road at the Waterville Opera House, Saturday, November 30th.
Is that true?
That's what it says here.
That's fantastic.
I know, two nights
I
in Maine.
Maine.
Yeah, well, we love you here.
If I was going to give thanks for anything, it would be thanks that I get to go to Maine on that weekend.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
I love Maine.
Well, travel safely, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we look forward to the shows and the cat toys.
All right. Thanks so much.